Imagine discovering that nearly 2 billion people have been reading an entirely different history book than you. Not just a different interpretation of the same events, but an entirely different story with its own beginning, middle, and end. This is precisely what Tamim Ansari reveals in Destiny Disrupted. The Middle East isn't in perpetual conflict with the West because of policy failures or cultural incompatibilities, but because two distinct historical narratives have been running in parallel for centuries. The Islamic world developed its own historical consciousness, separate from Western history, a consciousness that shaped the worldview of nearly a quarter of humanity. This isn't just academic trivia. It's why diplomatic efforts repeatedly fail and why conflicts persist. We've been trying to solve problems without acknowledging that we're operating from completely different stories. Long before Islam emerged, two distinct civilizational spheres had formed between the Atlantic Ocean and the Bay of Bengal. The Mediterranean world, connected by sea routes, became Western civilization. The Middle World, stretching across Central Asia, Iran, Mesopotamia, and parts of India, was defined by land routes and would become the Islamic world. These weren't just regions, but entire civilizational spheres with their own networks of commerce and cultural exchange. Think of the Middle World as the internet before technology, a vast network where ideas, goods, and people flowed across continents. The Parthians and later the Sassanids maintained vibrant commercial hubs where merchants from across Asia and Europe converged. Despite frequent conflicts with Rome, cultural exchange between the Mediterranean and Middle Worlds remained limited. When Islam emerged in the 7th century, it didn't create this world. It unified and transformed an existing civilizational sphere that had already been distinct from the Mediterranean world for centuries. This geographical and cultural division helps explain why Islamic history developed separately from Western history. The Middle World wasn't just another place on the map, it was an entire world with its own center of gravity. Muhammad's revelations in 7th century Mecca introduced a universal, imageless god, challenging Mecca's profitable religious tourism centered around tribal deities in the Kaaba. Islam marks its beginning with the Hijra, Muhammad's migration to Medina, rather than his birth or first revelation. This year zero commemorates a social-political transformation where Islam evolved from individual practice to a comprehensive community. In Medina, Quranic revelations expanded from spiritual themes to detailed social legislation. This origin story demonstrates how Islam emerged as an integrated spiritual path, political system, and social framework. The community itself embodied divine guidance with no separation of religious and civil authority. Early battles like Badr and Uhud became powerful allegories showing how divine favor must be earned through righteousness and submission to God's will. Lessons Muslims would reference to interpret later historical events. When Muhammad died, the Muslim community faced an existential question: what form should leadership take? The leader needed to be more than a king, but couldn't be another prophet. The solution emerged when Abu Bakr was chosen as Khalifa, deputy, a title that hadn't existed before. The 40-year period of the first four Khalifas, Abu Bakr, Omar, Uthman, and Ali, forms Islam's core religious allegory. Each leader faced unique challenges that established precedents for Islamic governance. Abu Bakr quickly confronted the apostate wars, establishing the principle that while accepting Islam was voluntary, leaving it constituted treason, defining Islam as a single, indissoluble community. Omar transformed from a feared warrior to a legendary leader who shaped Islamic theology while embodying humility, patching his own clothes and personally delivering food to the needy. Uthman created a definitive edition of the Quran but favored his own clan, sparking discontent. Ali inherited an unraveling community and was eventually assassinated during civil war. This period established questions that would drive the first major schism in Islam. Should leadership be determined by election, consensus, or bloodline? Should rulers prioritize religious purity or practical governance? The Sunni-Shia divide originated not primarily from theological differences, but from disagreements over legitimate authority, a political question with profound religious implications that continues to shape the Muslim world today. Muawiyah's forcing of his son Yazid's succession marked Islam's shift from early community to dynastic rule. When Hussein, Muhammad's grandson, challenged this with 72 followers at Karbala, his massacre and beheading didn't crush Ali's cause, but instead sparked Shiism as a movement centered on his martyrdom. Though the Umayyads ended Islam's religious evolution, they built its civilization. They transformed garrison cities into commercial hubs, supported scholarship, constructed mosques, and made Arabic the empire's official language. However, their rule created stark inequalities. Wealthy elites and growing slums existed side by side, while justice became a privilege of the rich. This disparity, contrasting with the founder's simple lifestyle, created ongoing tension between Islamic ideals and imperial reality that would drive future reform movements. The Abbasid Revolution, while claiming to restore the Prophet's family to power, largely continued and enhanced Umayyad practices of luxury and governance, ushering in Islam's golden age. Baghdad, their round city capital, became the world's first million-person metropolis. Its strategic location made it a commercial hub connecting China to Spain, embodying the splendor captured in the Arabian Nights. Islamic civilization thrived through three competing movements: scholar-theologians, philosopher-scientists, and Sufi mystics. Their interplay of reason, revelation, and mystical experience fostered advances in medicine, mathematics, optics, and astronomy long before Europe's similar discoveries. Political fragmentation emerged as Islam split into three rival caliphates. The Abbasids' vast bureaucracy distanced rulers from subjects, while Turkish Mamluks, elite slave soldiers, grew powerful enough to control the caliphs themselves. This weakened state left Islamic civilization vulnerable to the devastating Mongol invasion of 1218 CE. The destruction of great cities like Bukhara, Balkh, and Baghdad obliterated centuries of achievement and created a theological crisis for Muslims who had viewed military success as divine validation. While Islamic civilization recovered from Mongol devastation, Europe underwent a transformation that would reshape global power. Europeans' desire for Eastern trade goods, blocked by Muslim territories, drove them to seek alternative sea routes. Europe's intellectual revival began with the discovery of Arabic translations of Greek texts in Muslim Andalusia. Though stripped of Muslim philosophical commentary, these works catalyzed European scholastic thought. The combination of rediscovered Greek knowledge, the Protestant Reformation, and emerging nation-states fueled Europe's scientific revolution. Muslim scientists had made similar discoveries centuries earlier, from Al-Razi's refutation of Galen to Ibn al-Haytham's work on optics and scientific method. However, timing proved crucial. Muslim discoveries occurred during social decline, while Western advances coincided with societal renewal. By 1600, Europe had transformed into a maritime power of nation-states driven by scientific thinking, American wealth, and entrepreneurial spirit. Yet this revolution went largely unnoticed in the Muslim world, where Mughal, Safavid, and Ottoman civilizations were reaching their cultural peaks.